And so as long as we keep what's most important, it helps guide us in those things that are questionable in nature. We have liberty, but the liberties we have should never be used as an excuse to indulge our flesh.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Well, welcome again to the Straight Truth Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and as always, we're glad you've joined us for this episode. Now, we would really love to hear from you. So if you would like to make an observation or ask us a question, just leave that in the comments section below this video. Now, remember, Straight Truth is a listener-supported podcast. And if you would like to learn how to help us produce this podcast, go to our website, straighttruth.net. Also on the website, you can find links to all of our social media channels like Facebook and Twitter. So be sure to subscribe to one of those and go to the podcast section of iTunes and leave us a review. All right. Well, the next question we have has to do with entertainment and our Christians and what they should choose and how much of it they should have. I guess the reality of this is that we have a constant barrage of entertainment offered to us throughout the year. It doesn't have to be Christmas time, and it doesn't have to be birthdays. It can be throughout the year. We also see on the one hand, I mean, we're recording this on the day when Disney Plus is launching their new streaming service. Mm-hmm. You've got Netflix, Hulu, and other places like that, where you can kind of have all day instant access to anything. And on the other hand, you also have this video game services that have sort of inundated our homes and especially our teenagers. And this becomes maybe kind of like an addiction in some way or another. I think Christians really struggle with this. How much is too much? What should be their process when they're thinking through what is good and not good? When choosing things like movies or TV shows or video games, how would you approach this question? How would you maybe answer it for somebody in your church?
Yeah, in some ways, I think we're being entertained to death. Some of it reveals the lack of satisfaction that we know in our lives and our walk with God, especially when you talk about it getting to the level of, you know, taking up hours and hours of our time. I'm looking for something. I mean, in all of that activity, whether it's hours and hours of binge watching movies or it's hours and hours of video gaming, I mean, I'm looking for some sort of pleasure, enjoyment, satisfaction. And so we need to really examine what we have in our walk with God. Is it real, first of all? Do I really know the Lord? And then if I do know Him, am I pursuing Him? I mean, the Bible doesn't present our walk with God as being on the periphery of our lives. Our walk with Jesus Christ is our life. And if you take the time that we invest in all these forms of entertainment and compare it with the time that we spend, for example, in our learning of the Word of God, in the time we spend in prayer, time we spend thinking about the things that we've read about in the Word of God, I mean, actually meditating upon truth and trying to understand it at a deeper level than just some surface level, I think we would be shamed in many cases by the amount of time that we spend in entertainment versus the time we spend on something that's eternal in nature. You know, the things that we're entertained by all belong to this world, this age, this realm. They're passing away. But when you talk about your walk with God, we're talking about an investment in your soul. What is the value of your soul? And so it gets to our value system, it gets to our priorities, it gets to all of that. Is there a place for entertainment? Of course. I mean, God has given us all things richly to enjoy. He's not a killjoy God. We just have to put these things in their proper place. Now, the other part of the question, I'm sure, is what is appropriate to be entertained by? And frankly, you know, you and I have talked about this before. We sort of want somebody to tell us what the standards are. And in some ways, we're going to have to learn that no one can tell us what the standards are at every moment, in every instance, in every decision we have to make. We have to look to the Lord. We need to have a sensitive conscience, a conscience informed by the truth of God's Word. We need to ask, does this please God? And if it's not pleasing to God, if it's not helpful to me, to my soul, to my walk with God, then I need to learn to say no to things for the sake of my soul. So there is a place for that which just is enjoyed and it's entertaining. I know my wife and I, we watch movies together. Often, we enjoy listening to music. We enjoy going out to eat. We enjoy all those things that God has made a part of this life that can be so much fun. Mm-hmm. But none of those things should in any way distract us or stand as a barrier to what the Lord is wanting to do in our lives. And so as long as we keep what's most important, it helps guide us in those things that are questionable in nature. We have liberty, but the liberties we have should never be used as an excuse to indulge our flesh. Hmm. We're free to serve Christ. We're free to serve others, not free to indulge our sinful desires.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you hit on time, too, is a big thing here. I heard someone say, and forgive me for botching this quote, but that our Facebook and Twitter and these entertainment mediums, they exist to show that our prayerlessness was not for lack of time. And we are a type of people that neglect prayer or maybe other spiritual disciplines throughout the day, but we give our time and gobs and gobs to these other things.
Yeah, I think it was John Piper, Josh, who said that one day eternity will reveal that Facebook proved that we didn't, our prayerlessness was not due to lack of time because we spent so much time on that. Mm. And when you think about that time element, we also think about relationships, not just our relationship with God, but our relationships with the people in our lives. You know, it's an amazing thing. As technology has advanced, as there's you know, endless information at our fingertips, what has happened is we end up with our face in a screen constantly. What's been lost is the art of conversation.
Yeah, that's true.
What's been lost is knowing each other on a personal level, not just a superficial level. You can know each other through a screen, texting and messaging, but it's superficial in nature. To sit down with someone at a table, cross a cup of coffee, have a conversation. There are conversations you can have in that way you'll never be able to have via a text message or something like that. Letter writing is something that's been lost on this culture. And when's the last time someone wrote a letter to another person? I mean, we lose these things that are actually rich in their blessings. So whether we're talking about entertainment or we're talking about the best use of technology or whatever the case may be, if we'll prioritize the soul, if we'll prioritize our walk with God, if we'll measure everything by the Word of God and ask, does this please the Lord, we'll find our way, I think, in these matters that are matters of judgment. And there's no person who can be with us all the time to tell us, yeah, that's what you should do or should not do. So I have to develop a conscience that's sensitive to God. And then I have to listen. Mm-hmm. As my conscience is rightly informed, I have to learn to not turn it off. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when I'm thinking to myself, you know, I spend too much time on Facebook. Well, you probably do. Mm-hmm. Now, what are you going to do about that?
Right.
You know, so we have to act on it.
Yeah. Amen. Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, if you have a question or you would like to contribute to the discussion on this topic, leave that in the comments section below this video. Now, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.